So tell us a little bit about your guys' reaction here to decision by the U.S. District Court in the Southern District of Texas with this WOTUS ruling.
We were certainly disappointed with the late night decision that we got. So it actually came out just a couple hours before the Biden WOTUS definition was set to go into effect. NCBA, as part of a coalition of national trade associations, asked for a nationwide injunction of that rule. Obviously, we would have liked to have gotten a nationwide injunction through our litigation of the rule, but, you know, at a minimum, we asked for an injunction until the Supreme Court issues its opinion in the Sackett case, which is also considering the definition of WOTUS. Unfortunately, the court did not listen to us, did not grant a nationwide injunction, only granted an injunction in Texas and Idaho. And for the other 48 states, the Biden WOTUS rule will go into effect today.
So what does that mean for producers?
It means a lot of additional confusion when it comes to, you know, whether a feature on your land is federally jurisdictional or if you just need to work with your state or county soil and water conservation office before doing a water-related project, right? So, you know, in the past, I think we've had various levels of regulatory certainty and clarity, whether it was from the Obama rule where we knew what was in and what was out. The problem was that everything was federally jurisdictional. During the Trump rule, we were, I think, really happy with the amount of features that were subject to federal permitting and the amount of features that were kind of left up to landowner management. But the biggest issue with this Biden administration definition of WOTUS is that it really fails to clearly define which features are in and which are out. So it means that landowners, including farmers and ranchers, are going to have to spend a lot of time and money to figure out if the features on their land are jurisdictional, in addition to the cost related to getting a permit.
What would the proper way going forward be for you guys?
Great question. There are really three big things that we look for in any WOTUS definition, regardless of administration. One, how are ephemeral features treated? Those features that only carry water after a precipitation event, like a rain storm or a snowstorm. Secondly, how are isolated features treated? So think about prairie potholes, playa lakes, the Pocosins, areas that hold water but really aren't contributing to downstream water quality. And then finally, are there really helpful agricultural exemptions for features like stock ponds, drainage ditches, and prior converted cropland? And with the Biden rule, I'd say we got one out of three. We got some agricultural exemptions. We don't know how helpful they're going to be yet, but we did get some exemptions in the regulatory text. But it's unclear how ephemeral and isolated features are going to be treated. And if we really want the Clean Water Act to do its job to protect downstream water quality for the nation, then we need to make sure that EPA's resources are correctly focused on the features that matter the most, right? And so we don't want to disperse EPA's resources across features that really aren't impacting the overall national water quality.
Anything else we should know here before we let you go?
A couple things. I think it's important to note that the Senate is set to vote on a Congressional Review Act resolution of disapproval for the Biden WOTUS rule this week. That resolution has already passed through the House. And if it passes through the Senate, we'll go to President Biden's desk for signing. And I think it sends an important message to the president that Congress would not approve of this WOTUS definition. Additionally, we expect the Supreme Court to issue its opinion in the Sackett case, I would say in the next month or so. So that could also have a real significant impact on the future of WOTUS. So certainly a lot going on in this space and much more to come.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here today. Again, that is Mary Thomas with NCBA joining us on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Whitney Pittman.